Thursday in Erev Shabbos, Parshas Nitzavim, Shir 68. There was an individual that once came to Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal, and he told him that he's having big problems and big tzaras. And he's complaining that the tzaras are coming from the Ayin Hara that he gets from people that are jealous of his successes. Rabbi Yashiv spoke to him, and after the person left, Rabbi Yashiv shook his head and he said like this: someone just came to me to ask me for a skula against Ayin Hara. He thinks all of his problems come from Ayin Hara. Rabbi Yashiv said, someone who thinks that is a Bal Gaiva. Is he missing Averis? Did he examine what he's done and say everything's perfect and therefore obviously the problem comes from Ayin Hara? He said it's Gaiva. It's conceit. A person has to realize that his tzaras come from his actions, and therefore he should work on fixing his actions. That's what Rabbi Yashiv said. And it's a very important lesson for us, especially when we're approaching Rosh Hashanah. When we look back at the past year, every setback, every disappointment that we had in the year, instead of attributing it to other things, to other sources, we have to understand that it's directly related to the day of Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, everything is nigzar. It has nothing to do with Ayin Hara. It has nothing to do with anything. It has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gzeira. Person wants to protect himself against Ayin Hara, that's one discussion. But that's not the first place you should be looking. For example, people check their mezuzahs when there's something going wrong in their house. It's true, there might be something wrong with the mezuzah. But don't lose focus. The day you should be checking is the day of Rosh Hashanah. The way you're mekabel malchus shemayim, the way you make some sort of kabbalah on Rosh Hashanah to make an impact for the next year, that will impact your life. Yes, you want to check your mezuzahs, check your mezuzahs. But that's not where it starts and ends. The main place a person should be checking is how's he approaching Rosh Hashanah. Is he approaching it properly? Is it going to be mekabel malchus shemayim properly? If he does that, he doesn't have to be concerned about all of these things. Focus on what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants you to focus on. When a person utilizes these days to be mekabel malchus shemayim, he'll be zeicha to a year of bracha and atzlacha. Don't let the Yetzirah sidetrack you with these other things. There are much more important things that define you as an Oved Hashem, as an Erlich Hayid. And that's what you should focus on, especially during this time of the year. The smallest Kabbalah in one area can remove Be'ezer Hashem endless tzaras for the future year. A little bit more effort this Rosh Hashanah can have tremendous ramifications for the next year.